mission.
我们甚至不能来谈宣教。
So I want you to know God is the centrality of everything.
我要让大家知道神是在所有的当中。
So let us rise and we'll have a word of prayer and we'll ask God's presence and He be our preacher.
让我们一起起立，我们一起来祷告，让求神就在我们的当中，他自己来做我们的讲员。
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
You brought us here for a good purpose.
你带领我们按照你的美好旨意。
To help us to understand the importance of mission.
让我们明白差传的重要性。
And also help us to understand the power and the motivation is in your love.
让我们明白我们的动机，我们的力量都来自于你的爱。
And therefore, Lord, may you be our speaker.
求神你就做我们的讲员。
Holy Spirit be our illuminator.
让圣灵做我们启明者。
For those who speak and for those who hear, let us be blessed because you are here.
让我们不论是说的是听的都蒙你的祝福，因为你就在我们当中。
Forgive our sins.
求你赦免我们的罪。
Remove all our iniquities.
拿去我们所有的过犯。
Let nothing to come between you and us.
让你和我们当中没有任何的拦阻。
We want you to be our speaker tonight.
求你就做我们当中的讲员。
And Lord, we are listening.
我们静听。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Turn around, shake one another's hand, say, God loves you.
好吧，我们彼此握手，说神爱你。
You did a good job in singing. You did a good job in singing. Yeah, God bless you. God bless you. 神祝福你。
哇。
God bless you. God bless you.
辛苦，神爱你。
God bless you. 神祝福你。神爱你。Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If there is a Bible verse can summarize everything about the Bible,
如果有哪一句话可以总结圣经，
I would say John 3:16.
我要说的话，那一句就是约翰福音三章。
If there is a Bible verse that can describe everything about Christianity,
如果有一句话可以来说明整个基督教，
I would say John 3:16.
我还是会用约翰福音三章十六节。
If there is a Bible verse you have to remember before you go to heaven,
在你去天堂之前，有一节经文你必须要背诵起来的。
And I believe it's John 3:16.
我相信仍然是约翰福音三章十
六。If one day when we enter to the gate of the heaven,
当我们到了天堂的大门的时候，
if there were an angel asking us,
如果天使问我们，
John, why should I let you to come into the heaven?
约翰，我为什么要让你来进入天堂呢？
And I said, I don't know.
如果说我不知道，
I'm not a good man.
我不是一个好人。
I'm not a holy servant of God.
我不是一个圣洁的一个仆人。
I'm a sinful sinner.
我是一个罪人。
I have nothing to offer.
我没有任何可以给神的。
But I have John 3:16.
但我有约翰福音三章十六节。
So what is that?
那是什么呢？
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believes in Him should not perish.But have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the angel said, "Then what is that to you?"
那对你而言是什么呢
？Oh, because my name is there.
因为我的名字就在里面。
For God so loved John, say,
that He gave His
that He gave His only begotten Son to John.
因为他甚至将他独生爱赐给了约翰。
That whosoever John believes in him,
叫一切信他的就是约翰。
Should not perish but have everlasting life,
不至灭亡反得永生。
And I'm John,
我就是约翰。
And I'm coming to God's home,
我就要回到天家。
So therefore, it's very important for you to remember John 3:16.
所以对你们而言，非常重要的就是要把约翰福音三章十六节能够。
If there are four Chinese words,
这当中有四个中文字。
Six English words,
有十六个英文字
that can summarize everything about Christianity,
可以概括的总结整本圣经。
Then I would say, 神爱世人 English, for God so loved the world. So I am part of the world.
我是这个世人当中的其中一部分。
And therefore it gives me the motivation that whatever gospel we are going to preach, we have to know God loves those people we are preaching to.
所以不论我们跟别人分享福音的时候到哪里去，我们都要告诉别人神爱世人。
Now my friends, God loves you.
朋友们，神爱你。
And that's why you are here.
这也是为什么你今天在这边。
God loves you.
神爱你。
That's why you serve.
这也是为什么你要侍奉。
Because of God's love.
因为神的爱。
We are gathered here tonight.
今天我们在这边一起聚集。
We are not having a party.
我们不是在这边一起有快乐。
We are not having amusement.
我们并不是为了娱乐。
You are not listening to a movie star.
你不是来听看这个, 一个明星。
We are listening to God's love and His word.
我们来听神爱世人。
And the motivation why God created the world.
为什么神要创造这个世界?
Why God created a church?
为什么神要建立教会?
Why God sent missionaries to the end of the world?
为什么神要差派宣教士到地极?
Why Jesus has to be nailed on the cross?
为什么耶稣要被钉在十字架上?
Why we have to bear the cross to follow God?
为什么我们要背着十字架来跟随主?
It's everything central on this word, love.
因为在这个世界当中的中心就是这个爱。
Recently in my morning personal Bible study,
在最近我在灵修的时候，早晨灵修的时候,
and I learned about one thing I never paid attention to.
过去我一直都没有注意到的一件事情.
You see, I'm a scientist. I like to question many things.
你们知道我是一个科学家，所以我对很多事情都很好奇.
What happened before God created the world?
在神创造这个世界以前发生了什么?
Then what happened? In God's, you know, God created the world. So what happened to God before He created the world?
在神创造的世界以前，神他自己怎么了？
It's a profound question.
这是一个很深奥的一个问题.
Until I read about Jesus' prayer.
最近我读了一本书叫做 耶稣的祷告.
Read about Jesus' word, Jesus' prayer to God.
最近我在读 在看圣经的时候，这边也讲到耶稣他自己的祷告.
Jesus said, Father, before you created the world, you loved me.
那边说到就是父，你在创造以前，你爱我。
Suddenly I realized,
在那个时候我
before God created time,
在神创造时间之前,
before God created space,
在神创造空间之前,
before God created the whole universe,
在神创造整个宇宙之前,
before God created the world,
在神创造这个世界以前,
what happened to God?
神
I don't know, but at least from Jesus' prayer, I know one thing.
我不知道，但是自从耶稣的祷告的词里面，我看见一件事情。
The Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit lives in love.
三位一体的神，他们是活在爱当中。
Suddenly, I recognize why God is love.
在那个时候，我意识到为什么神就是爱。
And suddenly, I recognize why God called me to serve Him.
也在那个时候，我也意识到为什么神呼召我来侍奉。
Because God loved me so much.
因为神是这么样的爱我。
It's very important for me to respond in love.
所以是为什么我要用爱来回应是这么样的重要。
One preacher came to a small town.
有一个牧者，他到一个小乡村。
And he was there 3 days earlier.
他比原来预期的早了三天。
And he knocked on many doors.
他敲了许多的人。
And those houses belong to the church members.
这些呢都是教会的会员的家。
And then he asked for help. I'm a foreigner. I came to this town. Please help me.
他就跟他们请求，就是说我是一个。 外来的人,
and only a few people helped him.
Sunday
came,
礼拜天来了,
and then the pastor said, we have a guest speaker coming in to preach to us.
牧师就说我们今天有外面来的讲员,
and then he stood up, oh, you know, people recognize, well, that's the foreigner, that's the stranger who knocked on my door.
当这个讲员站起来的时候, 会众们才认识到, 哦, 这个就是, 从外地来的人,
and then he said, I'm going to preach to you the 11th commandment.
今天我要跟大家来, 先讲一个信息是讲到11,
what is the 11th commandment?
我从来没有听说过有11个诫命。
Jesus said, I give you a new commandment.
耶稣说我给你们一个新的命令,
that you should love one another.
就是你们要彼此相爱。
My friends, we talk about mission work without talking about God's love and your love for God and also your love for God's world, then we are talking in vain.
如果朋友们，如果我们讲到宣教，我们却没有爱的话，我们所讲的这一切都是空谈的。
So let us read these Bible words one more time.
让我们再一次一起来念这些经文。
English follow me. Chinese follow the pastor.
先用英文，再用中文。
One, two, three. When we read God's word, we read it loud. It's a proclamation of God's word, right?
当我们念读神的话语的时候，我们要大声的来了。
One, two, three. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。 How much you love God?
我们是多爱神呢？
How much do you love God?
你是有多爱神呢？
Well, the word will come. Chinese is very clear, 甚至, that means to that extent.
中文很清楚地讲到是甚至到达那个地步。
To that extent, He died for us. He gave His only begotten Son.
到了一个地步，他为我们死，他将他独生子赐给我们。
One Sunday school child came to me after Sunday school.
在儿童主日学完了以后，当中一个学生来找我。
Pastor, it's not fair.
他说：“牧师啊，不公平。”
What's not fair?
有什么不公平的呢？
Because I learned John 3:16 this morning.
因为今天早晨我学到了约翰福音3章16节。
And he said, God loved us so much.
他说到神爱我们是。
And then he said, He gave His only begotten Son.
他将他的独生子赐给我。
How come He is not dying for me and ask the Son to die for me?
为什么他没有为我死，而是他的儿子为我死？
That's not fair.
这不公平。
Why the Son? Why not the Father?
为什么不是父呢？
Son, you don't understand.
我说，孩子啊，你不了解。
If somebody asks my son to die for him,
如果有人问，要求我，我的儿子来为他死。
You know, I'd rather die for him than letting my son to die for him.
你知道吗？我宁愿为我来死，而不是我的儿子来死。
And I want you to know, son,
孩子，我要你知道，
God is a triune God.
神是一位三位一体的神。
You don't have to understand the Trinity.
你不需要明白三位一体。
But I want you to know when Jesus died for you on the cross.
我要让你知道，当耶稣为你死在十字架上。
Father also, the Heavenly Father also suffered like Jesus Christ.
天父在他。 他就像耶稣在十字架上，他受苦的情况是一样的。
The whole God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, died for all of us.
所以是三位一体，他为我们死。But
it's a God's selection to have Jesus to die for us.
是神的选择，他让耶稣来为我们死。But
it's not easy.
但这不是一件容易的事情。So
before God created the world,
当神创造世界的时候，
God lives in love.
神是活在这爱当中。
From eternity to eternity.
从永恒到永恒。
And suddenly, when He created the world,
当他在创造这个世界的时候，
that Trinity God, Triune God, has to separate themselves.
这一位三位一体的神却要分别他们自己。
They never separated before. And then Jesus has to die for us on the cross. Suddenly we recognize how much God loves us.
Jesus did not
die for the angels. But He died for you and me. So we are very, very important. The word love is the center of the gospel. So I could not preach the gospel. I can talk about sin. I can talk about forgiveness. But everything, I still have to finish with that word love.
我在讲福音的时候，我在讲罪的时候，饶恕的时候，我都要讲到爱。
Now,
因为爱是这个福音的中心。
To understand a culture,
为了要明白，我们要从文化的角度来看。
We can understand the word they use.
我们才能够明白这个字是怎么使用的。
Now, the Western world and the Chinese only use one word, love.
对，我们 中文来说，我们只用一个字“爱”这个字。
English love.
英文也是只有一个字而已。
To make it better, we lo we draw a heart there, right?
为了要让这个字比较特别的时候，我们会在这里面放一个心。
Now Chinese word have a little bit more meaning.
中文字的话，可能在它的字上面有。意义是更深一点。
Now, for those of you who understand the traditional character, then you recognize this is the word of love.
如果你明白繁体字的话，你可以看见这里面有一个心在里面。
If you understand a culture, when you learn about the words, then recognize the importance of that word to that culture.
如果你明白这个文化的话，你就可以从这文化当中明白这个字的意义。
I live in Canada.
我是住在加拿大。
And for about a few months, I lived with the Eskimos in the North Pole.
Yeah. 有几个月的时间，我是住在这个北极跟爱斯基摩人那个地方。
And for your information, the Eskimos look like Chinese. It is.
爱斯基摩人他们长得就像中国人一样。
They are a little bit shorter.
他们是比较矮。
They are chubbier.
比较胖一点。
And most of them are round face.
大部分都是圆脸。
And they have black hairs.
他们也是有黑头发
，brown eyes，
蓝棕眼睛。
They look at me，
他们看着我
，and I look at them，
我也看着他们。
Whoa， we are almost the same。
我们看，我们几乎都长得很像。
After a few months, I work among them。
我在他们当中工作了几个月。
Because I'm taller，
因为我比较高一点。
A little bit higher on my nose。
我的鼻子鼻梁比较高一点。
They finally elected me the most handsome Eskimo
。他们选我是爱斯基摩基摩人当中最帅的一个。
Now among the Eskimo, they have 8 words about snow.
在爱斯基摩人当中，他们用八个字来描述下
雪。I live in Canada. I know probably more about snow than you.
我是住在加拿大，所以我对你们下雪
，you have no,
比你们更多了解。
You have no in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh 有下雪吗
？Okay. So snow, they have powder snow.
所以下雪的话有。好的，
好的，粉
粉状的雪。
They have wet snow，
有湿的雪。
So they come to, so there the Eskimo have 8 words about snow。
所以爱斯基摩人他们用八个字来描述不同的雪。
That's why they know about snow。
所以这就是为什么他们对雪非常的了解。
Because it's part of their life, they know what type of snow before they can go out to do hunting。
因为他们的生活当中就是有雪，所以他们去打猎的时候，每天都要经历这些。
Chinese word have this word.
中文有这个字。
Outside there is the word receive, 接受的受 receive.
在爱字外面呢是一个受字接受的受。
Underneath the legs is the root word of friendship, 友谊的友。And then at the center.
在中心。
What is that word?
是什么字?
Heart. So there is a word heart.
所以这当中有心在里面。
So in another word, if you talk about love without your heart, it's nothing.
如果你讲到爱的时候却没有你的心，那是没有意义的。
So next time your boyfriend say, I love you.
所以下次你的男朋友跟你说我爱你。
You have to ask the word, is there a heart there?
你一定要问他，你的心在里面吗？
Now the Bible have understand more about love than Chinese or Westerner.
圣经其实对爱比超过这个中文更多的了解。
Do you realize the word love is both a noun and a verb?
你们知道爱这个字它也是爱名词也是动词。
Love is beautiful. Love is a noun.
爱是非常美丽的，因为它是一个名词。
I love you is a verb.
我爱你是一个字。
So therefore, when we say love, we cannot just say love. There has to be an action.
当我们说到爱的时候，它不是一个静态，它必须是一个行动。
How many of you are parents?
有多少我们当中有多少人是父母的，为人父母
？Tonight is good for you.
今天是对你们是好。
Next time your children say, "Dad, you know, in America, Dad, I love you."
下次你的孩子们跟你说 ，Daddy, 我爱你。
Mom, I love you, and give you a big hug.
妈妈，我爱你，然后给你一个很大的拥抱。
Then you can tell them.
然后你可以问他们。
Pastor John said.
谢牧师说
Love is both a noun and a verb.
爱不仅仅是一个另外一个字
Go clean up your room.
是一行动去把你的房间整理好
Come help me to wash all the dishes.
来帮助我一起来洗碗。
I want you to know it's a word also.
我要让你们知道爱也是一个动词。
And therefore, in the Bible,
所以圣经告诉我们
there is at least three words to talk about love.
在圣经里面有讲到三个字来描述爱。
It also defines three kinds of love.
也说到三种不同的爱。
The number one, which is the lowest level,
第一个字是eros.
The word eros. It came from the root word erotic, so we know it's passion.
这是想到是一个激情的爱，从这个字衍生出来的。
And you have this perfume, you know, I don't want you to buy that perfume. I'm just using it as an illustration. It's called Eros.
有一种香水啊，非常贵的，我也不希望你们去买。那个叫也是用这个字 Eros.
It describes the romantic love like Romeo and Juliet.
它所描述的就好像是罗密欧跟朱丽叶他们浪漫的爱。
It describes the romantic feeling that you have.
所以讲到这个罗曼蒂克的这个感受。
Nothing wrong with that.
没有什么错。
But Eros have this specialty is I need you.
激情的爱呢，却是一个很强烈的表达，是我需要你。
Feel my heart.
你要来感受我的心。
It also have the connotation I want to have this.
它有一个含义，就是说我一定要拥有这个。
Now I don't have a beautiful car.
我没有一个很漂亮的车子。
But if you say I love a Ferrari,
我喜欢一个法拉利的车子。
Basically, you are saying I want to possess it.
意思是说我想要拥有这辆。
I love a diamond ring.
我想要有一个钻石的戒指。
I love this house.
我想要有一个漂亮的房子。
It's a possessive, you know, this way, coming this way.
这是一个就是你想要拥有的这样的一个方式。
So next time your girlfriend said I love you.
所以下次你的女朋友跟你说我爱你。
So you ask what type of love you have?
你要问她你是哪一种的爱。
Number two.
第二种。
菲洛。Philo means mutual love.
是一个讲到相互的爱。
A little bit higher in the level.
程度上是稍微高一点。
You love me, I love you.
我爱你，你爱我。
You love me more, I love you more.
你爱我更多，我也爱你更多。
You love me, I love you.
你爱我，我爱你。
You don't love me, I don't love you.
如果你不爱我，我也不爱你。
You hate me, I hate you more.
你恨我，我更恨你。
So, philo means mutual.
所以philo 这个是一个相互。
So, friendship is a love that I love one another.
就好像朋友之间的是彼此的相爱。
If you don't love me, I don't love you.
你不爱我，我也不爱你。
But philo also including parents' love.
Philo 也是包含了父母的爱。
Brotherly love.
兄弟之间的爱。
I preach in Philadelphia.
我在费城里面讲到。
And basically, its name is brotherly love.
费城这个字就是一个爱之城的意思。
Unfortunately, we have the good name, but still have lots of crime there.
但是费城虽然有漂亮的名字，但是它里面却有很多的罪犯。
I served in Philippines.
我在菲律宾侍奉。
So the people Filipino means the people of love.
菲律宾人的意思就是爱的人。
But you probably know Philippines has also lots of crimes too.
我想你们也知道，在菲律宾也是有很多的罪犯。
For your information, don't be an addict in Philippines.
请你们注意，就是在。菲律宾不要去吸毒
Because the government is killing people who are addicted to drugs.
因为如果你是吸毒的话，在菲律宾它就是死罪。
Like Singapore, Malaysia.
就好像新加坡，在马来西亚。
If you go into that country, find a small pack of dope or drug, they have the right to kill you.
如果你去这几个国家的话，你的心里面只要有个小量的这个毒品的话，你就会犯了死罪。
So just be careful when you go those.
所以你去这些国家的时候，你要特别的小心。
Make sure all this, you know, luggage are locked.
确定你的行李都是锁住的。
I'm not kidding, because people might.
我不是跟你们开玩笑的，因为有人就是栽赃，就是放到你的行李上。
Yeah. And then after you cross the immigration, they got that back, you know, outside.
当你通过海关的时候，你拿到你的行李。
One author in China.
有一个作者，在中国的一个作者。
Her name is 冰心。
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 Very famous， 谢冰莹啊，冰心。She wrote a little article, a book, about love.
她写了一本书，一个文章里面讲到爱。
And she described a little girl as the mom. Actually, her daughter asked her.
她里面描述到一个女儿跟她妈妈问一个问题。
Mom, why do you love me?
母亲，你为什么爱我？
Then the mother said, I don't need a reason.
妈妈就说了，我不需要有理由。
Just because you are my daughter.
就只是因为你是我的女儿。
Wow, that's a profound, you know, the love.
这是一个很深奥的一个爱。
It doesn't matter whether you are a good girl or a bad girl.
不论你这个女儿是好的是坏的。
Whether you are smart or you are not intelligent.
不论你是聪明的或者是不够聪明。
I always love you.
我是永远的爱你。
One of my church congregation, a father,Rush to me.
有一次我的教会里面的一个父亲，会员当中的一位做父亲的他来到我面前。
Pastor, I'm very angry.
牧师啊，我非常的生气。
My daughter went out.
我的女儿离家出走了。
For so many months.
已经离家出走好几个月了。
And then suddenly came home.
然后突然的回来了。
And told us she's pregnant.
然后告诉我她已经怀孕了。
Don't even know who is the father.
她甚至不知道谁是这个父亲，腹中小孩的父亲。
As a Christian, I lose my faith.
作为一个基督徒，我没有面子。
I'm angry with her.
我对她非常的生气。
So I'm going to tell her, go away.
我告诉她，你走吧，你离开。
You lose my faith.
你害我没有面子。
You are not a Christian.
你不是一个基督徒。
I don't want you to be my daughter.
我不希望你做我女儿。
And I said,
然后我告诉他
My friend, you're wrong.
我的朋友，你错了。
Love is unconditional.
爱是没有条件的。
Not because your daughter is a good daughter, you love her.
不是因为你的女儿是一个好的女儿，你才爱她。
Today, if you chase her away from your home,
今天你把她赶走，从家里把她赶出去。
The world will love her.
这个世界会爱她。
And she will be in sin again and again.
她就会在罪里面不断的在罪当中。
And the child.Will be born into the world also in sin.
他所生的小孩也会活在这个罪当中。
God chooses you as her parent.
神选择你作为他的父母。
What you need to do is to love her.
你所要做的就是去爱他。
Wasn't that in the Bible about the prodigal son?
这就是圣经里面的那个浪子。
You love her.
你爱。
Bring her back.
你要把他带回来。
Help her to bring this child up.
帮助他抚养这个小孩。
Gives his grandson or granddaughter of yours of total love.
你要把你所有的爱倾倒在这个孙子身上。
Then your daughter will have a chance for forgiveness.
所以你的女儿有一个机会能够得到赦免。
And your grandchildren will brought up in a Christian family.
你的这个孙子他才能够在基督化的家庭里面长大。
It's nothing to do with your face or my face.
跟你的面子跟我的面子一点关系
都没有。You are saving life.
你是在拯救一个生命。
He recognized that.
这个时候他才明白。
He welcomed the daughter back.
他欢迎他的女儿回来。
Later on, I became a missionary.
之后我成为一个宣教士。
About 5-8 years later,
大概八年之后
I was in the airport.
有一次我在一个机场。
And the whole family met me. Oh, Pastor, what are you doing here?
然后整个家庭他们刚好我们在机场相遇。
I said, I'm going to the
mission. 你来机场干什么？
I'm
我说我要去做我要去做宣教士。
And they said, I want you to know this is my grandson.
Wow. 他说，牧师，我要知道，让你知道，这是我的孙子。
Wow, I saw the son.
我那时候看到这个小孩。
Quickly brought me back so many years. I was telling them not to chase them away.
让我回忆到那个时候，提醒他不要把他的女儿赶走。
It was so happy.
那当时是非常一个快乐的一个画面。
I called the little boy. I said, "Son, come, let me pray for you."
那时候跟这个小孩子孙子说，来到我面前，我要为你祷告。
Although he does not have a father,
虽然他没有父亲
，but he has love.
但他却有爱。
So my friends, love is unconditional.
所以朋友们，爱是行动的。
So if you are a parent,
如果你是身为父
母 ，not because you have the brightest daughter.
不是因为你有一个非常杰出的女儿。
We are all prodigal child of God.
我们都是如同浪子一样的。
So, If you know God's love,
如果你知道神的爱,
then you know you have to love your children no matter what.
所以你就知道你必须不论怎么样都要爱你的儿女。
But there is a still limitation.
即使这样的爱还是 是有限的。
Arrows,
激情的爱,
fill my heart with love.
你要感受到我心中的这个爱。
Fellow, I love you, you love me.
相互之间的爱,我爱你,你爱我。
You don't love me, I don't love you.
你不爱我,我也不爱你。
Now, the third word is called agape.
第三个爱的字是讲到爱加倍这个字。
Okay, everybody follow me, the Greek word agape.
让我们一起来念这个希腊字。
Agape. Agape means, you don't love me.
爱加倍的意思是说你不爱我。
I still love you.
我仍然爱你。
There is no condition.
是没有条件的。
It's directly from God.
是直接从神来的。
It's a profound understanding.
是非常深奥难理解的。
You know, in our life, we fall.
在我们的一生当中，我们有很多次跌倒。
We sin.
我们犯罪。
But the understanding, God always loves us.
但是我们知道，神是永远的爱我们。
That sacrificial love.
这是一个牺牲的爱。
It's so powerful.
是多么有力量。
If you ask me, John.
如果你问我谢牧师
Why are you serving God today?
为什么你今天要来侍奉神
Obviously, there is only one major reason.
当然这当中是一个最主要的一个原因
Not only God called me, I recognize how much God loves me.
不光是神呼召我也是我认识意识到神是多么的爱我
That helped me to move on in midst of all the difficulties.
这让我在面对许多困难的当中，我仍然能够持续的向前。
So this is the three level of love.
这讲到三个不同程度的爱。
Number one, what is that?
第一个是什么样的爱
？Louder, please. One, two, three. Number one, what is that?
Eros.
Number two.
第二种。
Number three. Then go home, talk to your wife. What type of love you love me?
回家问你的女儿。儿女你是哪一种的爱来爱我
Now in the Bible John 21:15-17
在约翰福音21章15节到17节说到
So now I let us read that you will see that three words flow through the questions
我们、当我们在念这段经文的时候你会在这边我们会看到这三种不同的爱的
Okay English follow me 1, 2, 3 When they had finished breakfast Jesus said to Simon Peter Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus told him, Feed my lambs. Then he said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus told him, Take care of my sheep.He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was deeply hurt that he had said to him a third time, Do you love me? So he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus told him, Feed my sheep. No matter you use agape or you use philo,
不论你是用 agape 或是用 philo,
at the end, Jesus did not rebuke, you know, Simon Peter's love. Chinese. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the Chinese. How about Chinese read with the Pastor Liu? Okay, 1, 2, 3. 他们吃完了早饭。
耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
彼得说：“主啊，是的。”你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁。对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知道的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊 Jesus asked using the word agape to ask Peter.
耶稣是用爱加倍这个这样的这个字问你爱我吗
？Peter two times using the fellow, the phileo word, you know, to answer Jesus.
哦，约翰呢却是用 phileo 这样的字来回答说，你知道我爱你。
The third time Jesus used the word phileo to ask Peter.
在第三次的时候，耶稣却是用说你爱我吗？用 phileo 这个字来问。
And Peter answered him with the word phileo.
彼得呢也就用这个 philo 这个字来回答说我爱你。
Suddenly he recognized his love for Christ is on the lower level, not the agape level.
他才意识到他对耶稣的爱不是那样最高层次的是无条件的爱，而是那最低层次的爱。
But he is still very honest. He said, Lord, you know that I love you.
他仍然很诚实的跟耶稣说，你知道我爱你。
You said, people said, why Jesus asked him three times?
有人在问为什么耶稣要问他三次
Psychologists will answer that to you because three times Peter denied Jesus.
如果心理学家会告诉你为什么要问三次心理学家说因为之前彼得否认了耶稣三次
So it's a healing process.
这是一个医治的一个过程
But the most important thing is
但是最重要的
Jesus never rebuked Peter why you don't you know, do this.
耶稣从来没有责备他
Rather he saidFeed my sheep.
而是对他说，你喂养我的羊。
Care for my lambs.
你要照顾我的羊。
So love is not just a noun, but an action.
所以，爱不是一个名词，它更是一个动词。
We cannot say, Lord, I love you.
我们不是单单说主我爱你。
Then God will say, Feed my lamb.
然后主会对我们说，喂养我的羊。
Take care of my sheep.
去照顾我的羊。
You have to love.Whom Jesus loved.
你必须去爱那个耶稣所爱的。
In another word, if we say we love God,
如果说当我们说我们爱主
we have to obey God's word.
我们必须要遵守主的命令。
We have to love those Jesus loves as well.
我们必须要去爱那些主耶稣所爱的。
Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣死在十字架上。
The gift of love already finished.
这个爱的礼物已经完成。
But he needs somebody to carry that gift of love to the world.
他需要人，有人能够把这个爱的礼物能够带去给世人。
Jesus never in Taiwan.
耶稣从来没有去过台湾。
Jesus was never in Philippines.
耶稣也从来没有去过菲律宾。
But he died for all the Taiwanese.
但是他为所有的台湾人而死。
He died for all the people in Philippines.
他也为所有在菲律宾的人死。
He died for all the people in China.
他也为所有在中国的人死。
Therefore, you and I have the responsibility.
这也就是为什么我们必须有这个，我们有这个责任。
To bring God's love to them.
去告诉他们，神爱他们。
Without God's love, they will perish and do not have eternal life.
如果他们没有神的爱的话，他们会灭亡。没有永生。
In Taiwan, they will keep on bye bye.
在台湾，他们会继续的去拜偶像。
In China, keep on chasing the money.
在中国，他们仍然会去追逐这些金钱。
And then one day they will die without salvation.
有一天，他们当他们死的时候，他们没有得到这些救赎。
In Philippines, everybody think they are the Catholic.
在菲律宾，他们都认为他们是天主教徒。
They never have a personal salvation.
但是他们从来没有得到。
Or relationship with the Savior.
他们没有跟神建立这个关系。
And therefore, it is your duty, my duty, because Jesus Christ died for us, loved us so much, we have the responsibility to bring this gospel to them.
所以这是你的责任，这是我的责任，因为耶稣为我们死在十字架上，所以我们必须要到那里去告诉他们。
Many people ask me this question.
很多人问我这个问题。
Pastor, why are you going to Malaysia?
牧师啊，你为什么要去马来西亚
？Why you don't go to Taiwan or China？
为什么你不去中国，不去台湾呢
？I want you to know, I'm doing this now.
我要让你们知道，我现在正在做这些事情。
But for 8 years in Malaysia, 16 years in Philippines, I could only answer that for God so loved the world, God loves them too.
在我过去8年时间是在马来西亚，16年是在菲律宾。我就是告诉他们，神爱他们。
The agape love is not because you know they are my kinsmen, but because God loves them.
爱加倍无条件的爱，并不是因为我们是同胞，所以我去传福音。
So thank the Lord. And my last leg, I'm able to share the gospel in China.
感谢神啊，我最近有这个机会，我也可以到中国去分享神的爱。
Why we are talking about mission?
为什么我们要谈到宣教差传
？Because God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
God loved Pittsburgh.
神爱 Pittsburgh 人。
So the Church of Pittsburgh has to be mission locally. Has to do mission locally.
所以在匹兹堡教会必须在本地也要做差传的工作。
But God also loved the world.
但神也爱。
And that's the great commandment.
所以这也是给我们的一个命令。
The great commission.
这是一个大使命。
Want us to bring the God's love to the end of the world.
我们要把神的爱带到地极。
When we bring God's love to the world,
当我们把神的爱带到这个世界，
as God sacrificially gave His love to us,
神是牺牲的，他啊爱到一个制度，把他。
We also sacrificially offer God's love to them.
我们也是一样要牺牲的把神的爱带给这些需要的人。
Because the word of love is both a noun and a verb.
因为爱这个字它是一个名词它也是一个动词。
Because of time, let me conclude with one of my mission, lesson that I learned from God.
因为时间关系我用一个我在一个宣教的一个故事里面跟大家说。
It touched my life. It actually changed my life.
它触动了我也改变我的生命。
And, I preached this for a few times. It changed many pastors' life too.
啊，我过去讲到也讲了好几次啊，也讲分享这个故事好几次，也改变了改变了许多。
In Philippines, we are doing medical missions too.
在菲律宾的时候，我们是在做医疗传道。
And one of this time is doing that in the National Children's Hospital.
有一次我们是在国家的孤儿院里面。
So lots of patients, they are all children.
有children. 儿童医院里面。
Yeah. All these children has to be cared for by their parents.
这些小孩子应该得到父母亲的照顾。
And why the parents has to be there?
为什么父母亲必须要在那里呢？
Because all the nurse, most of the nurse are here in Canada, United States.
大部分的
护士都走来美国、加拿大了。So they lack of nurse.
所以他们在那边很缺乏护士。
50-60 patient with one nurse.
五六十个病人只有一个护士。
In another word, if you go to a hospital, if you see a big ward on one floor, only one nurse.
如果你到那里的话，你可以看到一整层却只有一个护士在里面。
Nobody feed the baby.
没有人去喂这些小孩。
So the parents has to be there.
所以呢，这也是为什么这些孩子的父母亲必须在那里在那边去换尿布。
To give bottles.
去喂奶瓶
，because this is the reality of life.
因为这是一个当时一个很实际的情况。
And you cannot imagine the parents has to sleep on the floor.
我们很难去想象父母亲就在这个病房里面睡在这个地板上面。
There is no bed for them.
因为在没有床给他们。
If it is in United States,
我们想看看
or in Canada,
在加拿大
，that hospital will be without a license.
如果是这样的情况的话，这些医院呢，他们是没有办法拿到
执照。But this is in Philippines.
但是这是在菲律宾。
Why so many poor children there?
为什么有这么多贫穷的小孩在那里呢？
Because most of these children have this illness, and they were in what we call provinces, in the village, high up in the mountain. They don't have the money to come to the capital city.
因为这些住在这个山区里面的这些贫穷的孩子们。他们没有钱能够到城市里面来得到医治。
But when the illness develops so much,
当他们的病后来到一个很严重的程度的时候
，they can't handle it anymore. The child is dying.
他们没有办法在做很好的处理的时候
，so the
孩子真的快要死的时候
，so the parent has to give up their work and living and just send the children to the hospital.
所以这些父母亲就要放弃他们的工作，把这个孩子送到医院里面来。
You probably will notice this little child have a big head.
如果我们从这个图片可以看见，这个孩子呢，那个头非常的大。
Now many doctors here probably will recognize it's called encephalopathy.
如果你是医生的话，你可以知道这是什么病。
It's the 脑水肿胀。The fluid inside the brain is swelling.
因为他的脑子里面有水在里面肿胀。
So they look like a Martian.
所以他们的头非常大，好像一个香菇。
Yeah, because of the fluid inside without any place to go, so they, the pressures keep on building up.
因为这里面的这些水没有地方可以跑，所以会继续的累积在这个脑。
If they don't have a surgery, they will die.
如果他们不立即动手术的话，他们马上就
会。The surgery is not that complicated.
手术并不是一个很复杂的。
They put a tube inside the brain.
他们这一个管子伸进去。
And they put the tube drain onto the into the abdomen.
然后一个排水管。
And therefore, the fluid will drain to the abdomen, and abdomen absorbed, you know, the fluid, and the child will be healed.
所以透过这个排水管，这个孩子呢就会得到医治。
But unfortunately, this is a poor country.
但是很不幸的，这是在一个贫穷的国家。
Therefore, you don't see this child in
乡村。
You don't see this child in Pittsburgh.
我们可能在匹兹堡不会看到这些。
But you will see a lot of them in Philippines.
但如果我们到菲律宾的话，我们就会看到这样的情况。
Because they don't have money.
因为他们没有钱。
And even in the hospital, they have very little hope.
啊，即使在医院里面，他们也没有什么盼望。
Parents will be with their children for 30 days, 80 days.
啊，这些父母亲就在孩子的旁边啊，在医院里面就是有啊30天、80天。
If you are the mother, you cry every day.
如果你是做母亲的，你在那里就是天天都在哭泣。
You worry about the child every day.
你看着你的孩子受苦。
So they have no hope.
所以你。是很绝望的，没有盼望。
And this is why we are there.
这也是为什么我们在那边。
We do so little, but we bring them hope.
我们所做的事情只有一点点，但是我们却把盼望带来。
We tell them God loves you.
我们告诉他们神爱他们。
Even in this miserable time.
即使是在一个这样子一个非常困境里面。
Many of them do not speak English.
大部分人他们不会讲英文。
So here I am, preaching to them through an interpreter.
所以我在那边跟他们分享信息，然后有人跟我翻译。
I pray for each child.
我也为每一个小孩子祷告。
Touch them so that they know God loves them.
我触摸他们，让他们知道神爱他们。
Now for you in the medical field, you understand it's dangerous.
如果你是在医疗界里面，你知道触摸这些病人是有危险性的。
I do wash my hands.
我虽然也有洗手。
But I want you to know they need the touch of God's love.
但是我要让你们知道，因为他们是需要能够被神所触摸。
The time we were there, we make it very joyful.
在我们在那一段时间是非常喜乐的一段。
Tell them God loves them.
告诉他们神爱他们。
Jesus Christ died for them.
耶稣基督为他们而死。
So give them hope.
让他们得到盼望。
And give them the God's love.
让我们得到神的爱。
When they were so miserable for the last, you know, 30 days, suddenly you see their smile is a big gift to you.
虽然过去这三十天是非常的悲惨，可是他们看到了盼望。
One of my colleagues took this picture.
我一个同事照了这张相片。
This mother was so sad.
这一位妈妈，她过去原来是非常凄苦的。
Because of our program, she started to laugh.
因为我们去了，跟他们分享，所以她开始脸上有笑容。
And that's the biggest reward to all our team members.
这也是我们团队里面一个最大的欣慰的地方。
And there we brought a shoebox of gifts from Canada.
我们从加拿大带了很多这些鞋盒子的礼物。
Now I encourage you to do that yourself too.
我也鼓励你们可以这么做。
Samaritan Purse is one of the agencies do that.
这个 Samaritan Purse 在我们每次在圣诞节之前、感恩节之中，我们都有推广。
So we ask the Canadian the church children to put $10 worth of small little gift inside the box.
在加拿大的时候，我们鼓励这些孩子们，他们去买。价值10块钱左右的这些礼物东西。
And that box is a simple old shoe box.
这是一个很普通的一个鞋盒子。
And wrap it with colored paper.
你就是用包装纸把它包起来。
And we brought them to this sick child.
然后呢，我们那时候就带着给这些生病的病童，他们非常的高兴。
Because some child over in Pittsburgh or in Alberta loved them.And make this special gift for them.
这些孩子们他们知道，因为在 Alberta 在匹兹堡有人爱他们。
And they open the box.
所以当他们打开这个鞋盒子的时候，
enjoy all the gifts there.
他们看到这些礼物，他们非常的高
兴。You can see their smiling face.
你可以看见他们脸上的笑容。
Even they were in severe sickness.
虽然他们在生重病的时候。
And there I was giving out all the boxes.
当时我就是把所有的 礼物都给他们。
So after giving out all the boxes, we have no more gift.
当我们把所有鞋子都给光的时候，我们手上没有了。
And this lady came with her son.
这个女士呢，就是带着她的儿子来。
And the young people by the door there and say, "Sorry, we gave up all the gifts."
这个在门旁边的这个年轻人就跟他说，对不起，我们已经把所有的礼物都给光了。
Oh, suddenly you can see her sadness dropped. You know, she had a long face.
马上他们的脸就垮下来，就非常的失望。
Because she said, because the doctor want to examine my son, and my son have a severe hepatitis, that's why we are late.
因为医生要跟我的儿子做检查，发现我的儿子有肺。
And I hope that he will have a gift.
当我听到说他可以得到一个礼物的时候
，Now he has nothing.
但是我们太晚了，我们赶
来的时候已经都没有。Oh, I saw that sadness, disappointment.
我看见他们非常的失望。
So I went back.
所以我进去里面。
I said, "Brother and sister, help me, help Pastor."
弟兄姐妹，帮牧师一个忙。
Whatever you can, find a gift for this child.
我们可不可以去找看看有什么东西我们可以给这个小孩
？You know, the ladies are very good. Ah, whatever they grab something.
他们在当中就很快的尽可能去找出一些。
And somebody donate the box.
有人呢就奉献就把一个盒子拿出来。
So they wrap it up.
他们就把这个盒子就
And I was able to give it to this lady.
所以我就能够给这个女士
And I saw her smile.
然后我就看见她的笑容。
Wow, what a small thing we did, but brings such an impact into a person's life.
我们给的是一个很小的东西，但是我们却可以带来给他们很大的一个冲击。
And then we said, "Lady, can we pray for you?"
然后我跟她说，我们可以为你们祷告吗
？She said yes.
他说可以的。
Then I pray for her.
然后我就为这个妈妈来祷告。
And all these few ladies who wrapped that gift came also, yeah, pray with us.
这些帮助能够凑出这个礼物的这些姐妹们，她们也出来一起祷告。
Then someone the chairperson said, "Do you love your gifts?"
然后这个大会主席问他们，就说你们爱你们得到的礼物吗
？And they said, "Yes." They put it up.
他们都举高了，就说我们喜欢。
Wow, it's a great celebration.
这是非常好的一种庆祝。
And then you can suddenly realize how small we did, but how much it means to those family.
但我们也在那个时候意识到，我们所做的是那么一点点，但是带给他们的意义却是那么大。
Thanks for all these ladies. We have about 80 of them. Young people, ladies, went with
me. 我特别谢谢这些当时跟我们一起同工的这些。
We also wrapped supply gifts to them.
我们也
So
they 把整个礼物好像堆起来。
We have towel, soap, you know, rice, all kinds of things, you know, inside a bag and give to each family.
我们也用很多像米啊等等其他东西，我们也装在袋子里面。作为礼物送给他。
Look at this little girl.
我们来看看这个小女。
Because they don't have money.
Because they don't have money.
And therefore they use herbal medicine to put on the nose.
他们是用土方法去做治疗。
And the tumor keep on growing.
癌细胞就不断的增长。
Until it block her nose, she had a hard time to breathe.
然后呢，就癌细胞就阻碍了他的呼吸的管道，他就没办法呼吸了。
She was here. She was here in the hospital.
这也是那个时候，他也被送到医院。
Why?
为什么
？Because they were poor.
因为他们非常的贫穷。
Look at this son.
你再看看这个小孩子。
He's going to die.
他濒临死亡。
He has this encephalopathy. 所以肿胀。He has this 脑髓肿胀。And therefore, you can see the eye pushed so much it rolled out.
因为水肿胀大了一个地步，甚至把他眼珠往外。
And the nose rolled out.
他的鼻子也是一样。
He's not going to live.
他很难存活。
Why I want you to see this picture?
为什么我要让你们看到这样的图片
？I learned a great lesson that day.
因为在那一天，我学到了一个功课。
You probably will see how ugly is this baby.
也许你会说。这个孩子怎么这样这么丑
terrible.
是很糟糕的
You probably some of the ladies don't want to see that.
甚至我们有些人可能觉得不想要看到这样的画面
But I want you to know
但我要你们知道
，When I look at this picture，
当我看见这个
，I suddenly realize， I suddenly realize how great God's love is for you and me。
神的爱给你给我是何等的伟大。
We are sinner，
我们是罪人。
We are ugly，
我们是很丑陋。
We are no good，
我们是没有好的。
But God created such a mother，
但是神却为我们创造了母亲。
With her total love。To such a baby, her son, even though the son is so ugly,
即使这个孩子是这样的丑陋，妈妈还是把她所有的爱给这个孩子。
It gave me great assurance,
给我们一个确信。
That no matter how ugly I am,
不论我们是多么的丑陋。
How sinful I am,
不论我们的罪恶有多大。
How rebellious I am,
不论我们是多么的叛逆。
God always loves us.
神是永远的爱我们。
And so also for me to love people whom I don't like.
也以至于可以让我们去爱那些我不爱的人。
If God can create a mother love the son so much, even the son have this disfigured face, then I know God is love.
即使一个孩子他有个扭曲的脸，神还是创造一个妈妈是无条件的去爱他，我也知道神是无条件的爱我。
So I keep praying for all those who couldn't come down because they were too sick.
因为他们当时病得太严重了。
So I visit room by room.
所以我就去探访每一个房间病房。
And you probably don't see that in Pittsburgh hospital.
可能我们在匹兹堡不会看到这样的一个情况。
Two little baby, two little patients sleep in the same bed.
两个重病的小孩是确实躺在同一张
床上。Because they don't have enough bed.
因为他们病床不够。
May I ask some of the doctors and nurses here why their clothes are off?
我问我们当中如果有医生，问是为什么
？You don't see here. If you practice this, you will be sued.
我们在这边医院里面，我们没有不会看到他们是没有穿衣服的。如果我们是这样的话，他们有病人是这样的话，你会被告。
Yeah, some of you give the right answer because this baby have both of them have severe fever.
为什么呢？因为他们这两个小孩，他们的温度非常高，发烧非常。
The very basic thing is to, and the aircon is not great enough, so they have to remove the clothes. So let the child to cool down a bit.
他们的空调也不好，所以他们就只能把这个衣服都解开了，让他的体温能够下降。
This is Philippines, my dear friends.
我亲爱的朋友们，这个是在菲律宾。
When I enter this room.
当我进入到这个房间
，Suddenly the young man in front of me back out。
在我前面的一个年轻人，他居然往后退。
And I said, "What happened?"
我问他发生什么事。
We are bringing the love and the gospel of God to these people。
我们要把神的爱、神的话语带给这些人。
I said, "We cannot back out."
我们不可以往后退。
And I want to find out why he backed out。
我想要了解你为什么要往后退。
Suddenly, I saw these two persons in the far corner.
我后来我在那个。最后最里面的一个角落里面我看见
The son had a severe tumor in his face.
在这个一个孩子的脸上有非常严重的一个癌细胞。
And he was sitting in the corner and the saliva is coming out from his mouth because he could not remove the saliva himself.
这些液体就是从他的嘴巴流出来。
And that's why it was so disfigured. This young man back out.
所以在那个画面是非常扭曲的。这个为什么这个年轻的人一看见的时候他往后退
？And I went over.
然后那个时候呢，我就走到这个孩子的前面。
I saw the boy was looking at me. He wants me to pray, but he also recognized I might reject him.
我从这个孩子的眼神我看得出来，他希望我。能够为他祷告，但是他也害怕我可能会拒绝他。
So was his father.
同样的，他父亲也是这样。
So I went over.
所以我就到他的面前。
I said, son,
孩子啊
，Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
Would you want me to pray for you?
你是否愿意我为你祷告
？He bring his eyes.
他打开他眼睛。
So I put my hands to pray for him.
所以呢，我就。把我的手放在他的身
上为他祷告。My colleague took this picture. He was actually, closed his eye and prayed.
我的同事当他在照相片的时候，其实他也是 闭着眼睛一起在祷告。
And in my mind, I keep on thinking, even after the tumor removed.
当我在祷告的时候，一直在想这些肿瘤会被。
Half of his face was will be disfigured.
当这些肿瘤被拿走的时候，他的半张的脸还是会是扭曲的。
But I pray for a miracle.
但是我祷告求神迹。
Lord, only you can do this miracle.
只有神你可以彰显。
Help this child.
请你医治帮助这个孩子。
Give him back the beautiful face you created for him.
让他得到你原来创造他的那个美丽的脸。
I didn't follow through.
我后来没有做跟进。
But I pray that God will heal him.
但我持续的在为他祷告，求神医治他。
So, after finish everything,
当我们这整个团队完成了
以后， I came down the stair from the fifth floor, bum 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 bum, come down.
然后我们一层一层的去服侍以后，然后到了最后我们走下来。
And with some of my volunteers,
我们当中有些志愿者。
When I came down to the main floor,
当我来到这个大楼，
I saw this long,
第一层楼的时候，
black hair, white shirt lady.Putting her arms, she will say a lot of words, say a lot of Tagalog, and I don't understand what she was saying.
我看到一个黑头发穿着白衬衫的这个女孩子，她把两只手张大，然后说一些话我听不懂。
But I recognize she's stopping me.
但我知道她要我停下来。
So I turn around.
然后我就转身。
And this pink shirt lady volunteer was next to me.
这个穿粉红色衣服的这个志愿者就在我旁边。
I said, can you translate for me?
你可以为我翻译吗？
And she said,
她说，
This lady said, Pastor, save my son.
这个女孩子是说，牧师，牧师，求你来救我的孩子。
I said, what happened to your son?
你的孩子怎么了？
And she asked the son to come over.
她就叫她的孩子过来。
I said, what happened to you, son?
就问他说：“孩子，你怎么了？”
The son lifted up his go. Whoa, his liver, he has liver disease, and the liver was so big, he almost looked like a 10-month pregnant.
他就把他衣服撩起来，啊，结果可以看到他的里面的肝肿胀，就好像是一个怀孕十个月的人一样。
And the lady said, "Pastor, save my son."
他就说：“牧师啊，请你来救我的孩子。”
His birthday is 21 next month.
下个月就是他二十一岁的生日。
21 is his birthday.
21号是他的生日。
And he said, the doctor said, if we don't have this surgery, he will not live to that day.
如果没有马上动手术的话，他是没有办法活到那一天的。
And I said, why don't he go for the surgery?
我就说，为什么他不去动手术呢？
Pastor, we don't have the money.
牧师啊，我们没有钱。
And I said, how much money?
我就问他就说，这个手术需要多少钱呢？
And she mentioned a large amount.
他就讲了一大笔的数字。
And suddenly it dawned on me, I have that money in my pocket.
那这个时候我突然意识到，在我的口袋里面我有那一笔钱。
And then you ask, Pastor, why you have such an amount of money in your pocket?
可能你会很纳闷，为什么牧师你的口袋里面有那么多的钱？
Then I have to backtrack a little bit on my experience.
我要到头来讲讲我的一些经历。
Because I live in a parsonage, a church offered me a free room.
因为我是在教会侍奉的时候，我是住在牧师之家、教会之家，他们提供免费的住宿的地方。
And they happen there is an empty unit for their pastor. The pastor is not there, so they offered to me as a missionary to live there, put our things there.
因为在这个牧师之家，然后没有人用，所以就把我们放在那个地方。
But you know, this is Philippines. They have bugs. They have cockroaches.
你们知道，在菲律宾有很多的这些昆虫，有这些蟑螂。
They recognize I'm from Canada, not used to all this.
他们知道我是来自加拿大，不习惯这些东西。
So they hire an outside company to film that unit.
所以他们。请着外面的公司来做清洁的工作。
But when they spread this insecticide, you know, it's toxic, so nobody can stay there for that day.
他们在这个房子里面喷了很多的这个除虫剂。
So they choose a day that I'm going out to do this mission, and then they film this place.
他们就是安排，特别他们在我们出去工作的时候、侍奉的时候，他们就在这房子里面做这些消毒的工作。
They told me this is the day.
然后告诉我在这一天
Obviously, outsider coming into my room, I cannot leave all the money that I brought from Canada in that unit, right? I don't know, this is Philippine, right? So I cannot leave my money there.
所以我把我所有的旅费呢, 不能放在这个房子里面, 所以我必须呢, 就是随身携带这些现金跟着我。
So I put all the money in my pocket.
所以呢, 我把所有的钱都放在我的口袋里面。
You don't do that in Manila.
你不会在马尼拉做这样的事情。
People robbed you.
因为呢, 马尼拉, 在那边你会被抢劫。
Lots of very skillful pickpocket, you know,
在那时候,
people.
在那个地方非常, 有非常扒手。
So that day I have all the money in my pocket.
所以在那一天呢, 我有这些这么多的旅费的现金。
Obviously, I want to help her.
我想到我可以帮助她。
But when she talked about large sum of money,
当她讲到这一笔数字的时候,
I calculate in my mind quickly, oh, my God, I have the exact amount.
I have the exact amount. 在我的脑筋里面去算的时候, 很快, 突然意识到, 我刚好有这同样数目的这些钱在我的口袋里面。
I have some peso.
我有一些哪里嘛,
I have Canadian dollars.
我有加拿大钱,
I have US dollar.
我有美金,
now US dollar is very famous around the world. I have US dollar. It's all in my pocket.
这种不同的钱币都在我的口袋里面。
But I still have 2 more weeks of mission work to do.
但是我还有2个礼拜宣教的工作,
I need those money.
我需要这些钱。
And at least I need to buy food.
至少我要需要买食物。
So suddenly I recognize I have exact amount of what you need.
但是我突然意识到我刚刚好有同样数目的这些钱。
And my hands subconsciously holding on to it.
我就无意识就把
Not that hard,
放在这个口袋上面。
And I said, Lord, I have the money, but how do I know it is your will for me to give this money to her?
我心里就对神说, 主啊, 我有刚好这样这笔数目的钱, 但我怎么知道这是你的旨意要把这个钱给他?
You have to give me a sign.
你必须要给我一个印证,
that I know this money is for her.
让我知道这个钱是要给这个女士。
So I pray in my heart.
所以我在心里面祷告。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事情吗?
After just I finished praying, without even saying Amen,
当我刚刚祷告完, 甚至还没说祷, Amen的时候,
and she said this.
她就这么说,
Pastor, my husband is also a pastor like you.
他就说了, 牧师啊, 我的先生, 我的丈夫也是一个牧师,
he is working in the mountain.
他是在山上侍奉,
he cannot come down with us.
他没有办法, 因为侍奉的关系, 他没有办法来到山下,
but I want you to know,
但我要你知道,
he is a good pastor.
他是一个好的牧师,
and this is our only son.
这是我们唯一的儿子,
and I suddenly realized this money is for them.
就在那个时候我明白了这个钱就是要给他们。
So I said, Lady, don't cry.
我就跟他说, 你不要哭。
I have the exact amount of money.
我有刚好就有这笔钱。
So I gave her all this money.
我就把我身上所有的钱给她。
And I said, go and have the surgery.
去, 去动这个手术。
And then I asked the son.
然后,
Oop, I asked the boy.
然后我就跟这孩子说,
I said, son, come.
孩子啊, 来到我前面。
Through translation, I said, do you know?
就透过翻译, 我跟他说, 你知道吗?
I'm a pastor.
我是一个牧师。
And this day, I have the exact money for you.
今天, 我刚好有同样数目的这笔钱给你。
But I want you to know, God saved you for a purpose.
但我要你知道, 神今天救你有个目的,
if you can,
如果你不能,
when you grow up,
当你长大,
don't choose other career.
不要去选择其他的职业,
be a pastor.
就做牧师,
can you do that?
你可以这么做吗?
Oh, she said, he said, yes.
他说, 是的, 我可以。
So I bless him.
所以我就为他祷告祝福。
You know, after I bless him,
你们知道当我为他做了祝福的祷告以后,
I suddenly realized what happened to me as a family, what I received.
也在那个时候我才明白了在我身上,
suddenly I recognized I have no more worries about my children and my grandchildren.
也在那个时候我不需要再为我的孩子为我的子孙来担心。
If God could take care of this son, his servant's son,
天父可以照顾这个 小孩。
He will take care of my children.
他也会照顾我的孩子。
He will take care of my grandchildren.
他也会照顾我的子孙。
So I ought to know that I and my wife will continue to serve, but God will take care of all of us.
所以这也是为什么我们夫妻俩愿意继续的侍奉，因为天父会照顾我们的孩子。
You know, God used the bugs.
你知道，神可以使用一个虫。
Cockroaches.
蟑螂。
In my room.
在我的房间里面。
To make it work.
让这些事情能够成就。
That day, I don't think anybody has so much money in their pocket.
以至于那一天我没有想，只有没有其他人会有那些钱。
But God used me to bring those money for them.
神就使用我，让我预备好这些钱给他们。
To save his servant's son.
去为他拯救这个独特的一个孩子。
Suddenly, I recognize how much God loves us.
也就在那个时候，我们明白了，神是多么爱我们。
Encouragement.
他给我这样的鼓励勇气。
So on my birthday, when my children gave me all this gift.
当我生日的时候，我的孩子们给我礼物的时候
，I share this with them.
我就跟他们分享这个故事。
I said, "You are my children."
你是我的孩子。
I want you to know.
我要让你们知道。
You don't have to worry about anything.
你们不需要为其他事情忧虑。
God will take care of all of you.
神会照顾你们每一个
人。Just walk faithfully with God.
只需要你们用信心与神同行。
So I continue to finish my work there.
所以我在那边完成我在那里的工作。
I want you to know at any lonely corner, there is a spirit, there is a person who needs God's love and your love, not our rejection, not our words.
让你们看见，就是说，这些并不是因为我们拒绝，而是神在当中。
Love is not just a noun, it's an action.
爱不是一个名词，不光是一个名词，它也是一个动词。
Agape means sacrificially give.
爱是讲到是一个牺牲的给予。
Are you willing to sacrificially give?
你是否愿意牺牲的给出去，为了宣教的缘故
？You might not be able to go to the mission field. Would you be able to support your missionary in this church?
也许你并不是走到宣教的合场工地里面去，工厂里面去。你是否在这里愿意奉献牺牲的给
？Agape means God's sacrificial love.
爱加倍。是讲到是一个神牺牲的爱。
We don't have to ask, but God gives.
我们还没有要求之前，神就已经给我们。
And God gave us the greatest love that was wrapped in the white cloth. The first Christmas gift is Jesus Himself in the manger.
神给我们最大爱就是在耶稣基督，在十字架上的耶稣基督。
What can you give back to God?
我们能够把什么回应给神呢
？The greatest gift you can give back to God.Is your love.
我们最大的礼物可以给神的就是爱。
So just go out and love someone.
我们就是去走到外面去爱人。
Your greatest gift of love is that you can give. And in that is yourself.
你能够给出去最大的爱其实就是你自己。
That's why we said everybody who offers themselves as a living sacrifice is worthy because Our Lord is worthy for our service.
当这也是为什么说到，当我们愿意奉献我们自己作为一个活祭的时候，这是一个值得的，因为这是无条件。
Somebody asked me.
当有人问我
，What happened to you, Pastor?
后来你怎么了
？You gave all your money, then what happened to you?
你把所有钱都给出去了，那剩下的两个礼拜你怎么办
？Well, this is my story.
这就是我的故事。
So next day, I preach in a church.
第二天我在教会里面讲到。
I don't have money now.
我已经没有钱了。
I have my credit card.
我有信用卡。
But my credit card is not useful in Philippines.
但是我的信用卡在菲律宾呢是不能没有办法用的。
So I preach in the church.
所以我在教会里面讲到了。
I don't receive anything from the church.
我没有从教会得到什么。
So after the church,
离开教会之后
，there was a gentleman came.
有一个人就来。
Pastor, I want to give you this envelope.
牧师我想要把这个信封给你。
I said, you don't have to.
说你不需要。
No. God touched my heart, I need to give it to you.
他说不，神触动了我的心，我必须要给你。
So I went home.
回家以后。
Opened this envelope.
我把这个信封打开。
It's 1,000 peso, equivalent to $20.
1,000 菲律宾差不多是
20块。
$20.
So I went down to the corner store.
然后我到
下边
便利店里面去。
Yeah. So I brought a box of instant noodle.
然后买了一箱的方便面。
So I have instant noodle in the morning, instant noodle in lunchtime, instant noodle in the evening.
所以我早餐吃方便面，午餐吃方便面，晚餐也是吃。
But God is gracious.
但是神是充满恩典。
Once a while, people said, Pastor, I would like to invite you for dinner.
当中有的人就会说，哦，牧师啊，我也希望邀请你来我们家。
Oh, how much I love to have that dinner.
你可以知道我那时候多享受他跟他们一起的晚餐。
After that 2 weeks, I went back to Canada. Everything is fine.
两个礼拜以后我回到加拿大，一切都。
And miraculously, I didn't.There is no great amount of fun required, you know, for that 2 weeks. So I'm A-okay.
好，在那礼拜虽然是这样子，但我没有问题。
God is good.
神是。
I learned one of the greatest lessons I have.
我在这个当中学到一个美好的功课。
Last year when I was sharing this in Texas.
去年我在德州分享这个故事。
The pastor's son was in hospital.
当时这个教会的牧师的孩子儿子他就在医院里面
very sick
他病得非常严重
and the pastor was crying in his heart
这个牧师呢心里面是非常的
and he was sitting there listening to this sermon
他也在坐在里面听这个信息
and then he came out to me
之后他来到我面前
Pastor, thank you very much
牧师啊谢谢你
Now I have peace in my mind
现在我有平安在我心里
As long as I serve GodFaithfully.
只要我有信心来侍奉主
God will take care of my son.
神会照顾我的孩子
And he said, thank you, Pastor.
他说牧师啊谢谢你
Wow, I didn't realize my lesson becomes somebody else's lesson.
我没有意识到我所学到的功课也成为别人的功课
So my friends,
所以朋友们
I have a long preaching tonight.
今天我的信息很长
But my message is very simple.
但我跟你们信息
You cannot talk about love without your action.
如果我们讲爱没有行动的话
You cannot, yeah. You cannot talk about love without sacrificial giving.
没有行动我们就不能去讲爱
The greatest gift is yourself.
最大的礼物其实就是你
Jesus Christ gave himself for us on the cross.
耶稣基督他自己就是为我们死在十架上
And it is not our love we give away. It's God's love.
不是我们的爱给了别人给出去，而是神的爱。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
And if you have a chance to buy some books,
如果我们有机会买一些书的话，在外面这个我们作为宣教的基金。
If you remember, pray for my wife. She is recuperating from the cancer surgery.
也请你们为我的太太祷告纪念，因为她正。在做过这个癌症的手术。
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thanks.
谢谢大家，神祝福你们。
Thank you.